The last couple of shiurim we focused primarily on one word, about the word bayis, or the word beisecha, as to what exactly is obligated, what type of a house, what kind of a room, who has to own the room, and what to be chayv mezuzah. So I want to speak a little bit now about what type of a doorway is actually chayv mezuzah. Assuming that we have a house that's chayv, so what the tzura has to look like, what exactly the form of the doorway has to look like in order to constitute a chayv of mezuzah. So the Torah doesn't tell us that much. The Torah just uses the words mezuzahs. And so we know there has to be mezuzahs present. We have to define what exactly that means, what exactly side posts and the door means. We have to understand what the term visharecha means, the term shar, which may indicate something concerning as to what type of a doorway is chayev. The first issue that comes up is a major, major machlokes in Rishonim as to how exactly do you define a pesach for the purposes of mezuzah. That according to most of the Rishonim, so the definition of a doorway is, like we see in Pashas Bo, from Machas Bechoros, that there's a shtei mezuzah and a mashko. So as long as you have two side posts, that you have one it's called a lintel, whatever the official word is. So you have two door posts and a lintel on top, a shtei mezuzah and a mashko, that's considered to be a pesach, that's considered to be a doorway, and therefore such a structure, if it leads into a bayis, that's chayv in mezuzah, would be chayv in mezuzah. According to most of the Rishonim, the absence or presence of a door is totally irrelevant. As long as you have a doorpost, called Malach Tzuris HaPesach, two sides and a top, that would be Chayev, absolutely, B'Torah's Vadim, in HaTorah, in Mezuzah. That was saying the fact that this is the opinion of most of the Rishonim, the Rambam disagrees, the Rambam maintains that the only way one is Chayev in the mitzvah of Mezuzah is not only is there a doorway with these Mezuzahs, the two Mezuzahs and a Mashko, but there has to be a Delos there as well, there has to be a door there also. So the Rishonim jumped on the Rambam and said, where in the world did the Rambam get this from? Not only where did the Rambam get it from, but the Chorah seems to contradict another principle of doorways that we have in other areas of Halacha, maybe because of Tzuras HaPesach. So we're familiar with the fact that in Hilchos Eruvin there is a Halacha, for the very first mission of days in the Sechus Eruvin. So when you want to construct an Eruv, you want to surround an area with walls, so the Mishnah tells us that you have different ways of making walls. So you can make a wall, literally a physical barrier, an actual a brick wall, or you can make what's called a Tzuras HaPesach. You take two poles and you put a string across the top, and the Mishnah says it's also considered to be a wall up the Halacha. That's all about Erevin are built. 99.9% of the Erevin today rely on the principle of Tzuras HaPesach. So we have modern, up-to-date Tzuras HaPesach. We call them telephone poles. So Baruch Hashem, the telephone company has made many Tzuras HaPesach. You have two telephone poles and you have a wire. There's one small technical problem that the Gemara says in Erevin, that the wire of the Tzuras HaPesach has to go on top of the pole. It can't go on the side of the pole. That's why the Tzuras HaPesach from Minatzad. So if that halacha wouldn't be true, there would be no such halacha of Tzuras HaPesach from Minatzad being not acceptable, so then it would be the very easy thing to build an Erev. You wouldn't have to do anything. All telephone poles, any area, any normal given area is going to be surrounded on all sides by telephone poles. So you have an Erev built in, but that's a problem. The problem is that many of the telephone wires go Minatzad. So some do and some don't. So those that don't go Minatzad are great. So then we have to rely on them. And refine, but since many do, so we have to make all kinds of different tikkunim, different ways to try to improvise, to be able to use the wires and the telephone poles in order for the Erev to be good. So we know that there is a principle out there called Tzuras HaPesach, and Allah accepts that to be a doorway. It's Kishmo Kenu, Tzuras HaPesach. Tzuras HaPesach is spelled, the word Pesach is spelled Pei Tof Ches. The reason why I make that point is, somebody told me that they were giving a shiur all about Hilchos Erevin, and they must have used the term Tzuras HaPesach 100 times. So somebody came over with a reference and says, Rabbi, it was a phenomenal shiur, but I still didn't catch the connection between this Erev and Pesach. They couldn't Tzuras HaPesach, Tzuras HaPesach, Tzuras HaPesach. Otherwise, you got the whole shiur. So the... So the Rishonim jump in the Rambam and ask, how could Halacha be a Hilchos Tzuras HaPesach? You don't need a door. Hilchos Tzuras HaPesach, Halacha is... That there is a concept of doors and of course Erevin in a totally different context. But to make a kosher Tzuras HaPesach, you want to surround your backyard Tzuras HaPesach, you don't have doors, you just have to have door frames. So the Rishonim ask, how come the Hilchos Erevin, it's called a Pesach, where without a door and Hilchos Mezuzah, it requires a door? So the Rambam responded, the Rambam and the Tshuva responded to that critique of other Rishonim, and the Rambam says that in Hilchos Mezuzah is a different halacha, because Mezuzah requires Sha'ar, because the Torah says, Uksaftim on Mezuzah, Beisecha v'sharecha. So the Rambam understood that the term v'sharecha is not just a new mechayiv. It doesn't just mean, like the Gemara says, that let's say you have a Sha'ar v'sharecha, you have city gates. So the Gemara says, city gates require a mezuzah. That's called a Sha'ar, even though it's not leading into a bias per se, but it's chayiv v'tor a Sha'ar. So the Rambam understood that the term Sha'ar is not just a new mechayiv and mezuzah, but the term Sha'ar redefines Beisecha as well. The only kind of a house that's chayav a mezuzah is if it has a shahr that's opening into it. So what's considered to be a shahr? So the Rambam says a shahr means it has beis mezuzah for a mashkof and a door. It's typically called a pesach. That's a different concept than halacha. Pesach means beis mezuzah mashkof. So Hilchos Erev in the halacha was said that all you need is a tzvus of pesach. But she'en kef because mezuzah, the halacha was said you need a shahr, therefore you have to have a door that's present. That'll be paskin in the halacha, machlekes in the Rishon, the Rambam holds you need a door, and most of the Rishon say you don't need a door. So in Shulchan Aruch, we treat this somewhat as a sfeik of the dina, that in deference to the Shittas of Rambam, when we put up a mezuzah on a doorway without a door, we will not recite a bracha. Say, if I'm putting up on other doors anyway, so I'll make a bracha on one of the doorways, and I'll be motzi the bracha for the one which is lacking the door. But let's say I'm only putting up a mezuzah, I only have one doorway, it happens not to have a door, so Shulchan Aruch paskin mi sofeik, you have to put it up, but I'll be without a bracha. Since the Rambam says it's potter, that's what that minig is. You put up such a mezuzah, you put it up, yes, but the Torah is sofik, and therefore there's no bracha. This Chetshuva quotes the idea from Kiveger, it doesn't say it in the favorish, but it's a idea from Kiveger, that maybe if the chiyah mezuzah is only in the Rabbanon, one wouldn't be required to put the mezuzah up altogether, because the reason why the Shulchan Aruch says you have to put it up, we sofik or sofik the rice, l'chumah, but if the whole chiyah is only in the Rabbanon, then we have a right to say, even l'gavi the chiyah, that sofik the Rabbanon l'kula. So we quote such an idea that maybe if you have a house that you're renting, as we mentioned last week, according to most Rishonim, unless Rabbi Shechter's idea of his manazeh, but according to most Rishonim, so renting is only chayav midrabbana, appears the most post can hold even his manazeh. A rented apartment is only midrabbana, would be an interesting kula. If you have a rented apartment, so any doorway that doesn't have a door, you don't need a mezuzah on it, because it's only a suffix in the first place, whether it's chayav mezuzah. And it's a suffix that brought on the kula, and therefore you have a right to be makel. So that should lechar be dalocha. So the minhag olam is not like that. Many the later achrayim say that we don't follow this deal from kivay. We don't follow this tzei tshuva. The minhag klai yisrael is you put up mezuzahs on doorways without doors. Bein if it's rented, bein if it's owned. But the ikur did one could perhaps argue that maybe it would be totally potter if it's only there at the moment.
Cabinets,
the
kitchen cabinets.
Yeah, we'll keep this in the back of our mind as a stiff law. We'll use this, you know, combined with other things. If we have other reasons to believe that the room may be potter, then the Nechnavi, there would be more note that to be making, assuming that it's rented. There is a chumrah that stems from the Shittas of Rambam. So usually you think in this shayla, the Rambam is the maker, and all the other Rishonim are the machmirim. So as we know in halacha, every kula is a chumra, every chumra is a kula. So it comes out according to the Rambam, there's a tremendous chumra in this halacha. The chumra according to the Rambam is that since the doorway without a door is not chayav a mezuzah, if you put the mezuzah on before you put the door on, so then you're not yet to the mitzvah, because the Gemara Menachem says there's a din of pas of lomina osrei by mezuzah, the same way as in hilchos sukkah, you have to put the schach on. The schach can't fall on by itself. Well, let's say when it comes to making tzitzis, so you have to have a beggar that's chayiv in tzitzis, and then you put the tzitzis on. One of you would have a beggar that's not chayiv in tzitzis, and you put strings on, and then afterwards you do something to the beggar to make it chayiv. So those tzitzis are posel, the psulim in HaTorah, because the Torah says, gedilim tasa lecha. The Torah says, chayiv asukas tasa lecha. You require an asiya v'chiyuv. If the asiya happens by itself, if the chiyuv kicks in by itself, after you post your asiya, that's not acceptable in HaTorah. Even though it doesn't use the word ta'aseh by mezuzah, the Gemara says the favor that the din ta'aseh lomar also applies to mezuzah. So according to the Rambam, it would come out as follows. Let's say a person has a doorway without a door, and they put on a mezuzah. So now, the way it is now, so it's fine. So according to the Rambam, you take a pot, you just wasted $50, according to the other, you show me high, good. But now you go in a month later and you put a door on. So now according to the Rambam, you have to take the mezuzah off. Because according to the Rambam, when you put the mezuzah on, you put it on to her. So you weren't yet in the mitzvah, it wasn't chayiv yet. So now it's tasav lomar also. When you go in and you build a door, so that's tasav lomar also, and you're not yet in the mitzvah now in that Torah. Now you're chayiv in that Torah because it's a shahr, it has a door, and you're not yet with that mezuzah because it's tasav lomar also. According to all the other Rishonim, you don't have to take the mezuzah off because according to the other Rishonim, you were chayiv before it. So man, if you get in the door, it doesn't make a difference. So that's what the post can say, that one should be machmir now to follow the Shittas of Rambam to take the mezuzah off. So we're machmir all ends of the shayla. We're not sure what the din is. We don't know whether the Rambam is right or the other Rishonim are right. So the chetchila we put the mezuzah on, but we don't make a bracha on it. But if you put the mezuzah on and then subsequently you put on the door, so then you would be required to yank the mezuzah off and then put it back on again. Then you have a permutation of the shayla is what is the following case. Let's say you have a doorway with a door on it. I put the mezuzah on, kedasuch din, I made a bracha, according to the Rambam, according to all the Rishonim. And now, a week later, I take the door off or something. I had a new door, I have to break down the door breaks, So I take the door off its hinges. So for those couple of minutes that the door is off, according to the Rambam, it's potter from mezuzah. So now the question becomes, when I now put a new door on or put the old door back on, is that good according to the Rambam? Because according to the Rambam, the mezuzah came back to life by itself. So is that a problem? Passav lomar osoy. According to all the other Rishonim, this is a moot question, because it was chai without the door. But according to the Rambam, we'll hold it for those couple of minutes, couple of seconds, that it didn't have a door, it was potter, so maybe nailing putting in the new door and the new hinges, so that should be vital, a problem of Tassav Lomar Asoy, and you have to take the off again. That would be quite a chumr every time you put a new door or something, every time you fix the door, so you have to put on the, you have to take the mezuzah off. That's what Tzamach HaRenim says. So the Chachuvah quotes Mahakal and that Shiley claims, that's by called Tassav Lomar Asoy, because it's Chilasa Nasa Behefsher. And in this case, I put the mezuzah on the kashrus at the beginning. Originally, I did put the mezuzah on at a time that it was chayav in mezuzah. So that's already not considered to be a problem. That's not the parish of Tassav Lomar Asoy. So that would be all right. Even though I take the door off on, that's all right. The only time it's a problem is in B'tchila Sati Yosef. When I put the mezuzah on originally, there was no door there. So there are different opinions about this. I think one is the right to be making on this shayla, because the whole thing is based on the chumra of the Rambam, which is a das yochid anyway in this case. So it's a tassel, it's a shayla of a tassel, and also according to Shittas Rambam. So it's like a shtickle snake snake. Maybe the Rambam's right, maybe not. Even the Rambam's right, maybe this is not tassel moment also. That probably didn't qualify as an official snake snake for a variety of reasons. But I think yesh makom mahak on this. So we used to be making the shayla all the time. So those who remember we lived in Paramus, which you'll appreciate this. So the doorway going into, I guess we call the living room, the big playroom, on the side, coming to the right. So there was a door there, so we just removed it, we put up the mezuzah. But that used to be, we used to call that the Sheva Brachas room. If we had, I think, did we make you Sheva Brachas? I made you Sheva Brachas, good. Well, so you were part of the problem. So that was the Sheva Brachas room. So whenever we had to make events, so to bring a lot of stuff in, so we used to have to bring the couches out. So to bring the couches out of that room was always a big balagan. So the first time we tried to do it, so we realized that you can't maneuver with the door and the couch, the difficult. So we came with a great idea, no problem. Just every time you have Sheva Brachas, just take off the door. That's what we used to do. So we used to unscrew the door every time we had Sheva Brachas. Maybe don't tell your father that. So the question was, now every time we used to unscrew the door, we had to shout the mezuzah. So this, it wasn't like once in 20 years. This was every couple of months. We were we would have to, we had a simcha, we had a, it was, it happens every Shalom Zochem, I think, was in that room also. So every time we had a simcha, we had something, so we had to unscrew the door. So the mice, we make on that shalom. It wasn't like chiyav anyway, as we said. It was the shul's chiyav, so the shul does not mechuyav to be chashish for every single chumra under the book. So I thought that yesh lahakol, like that pesach tshuva, that even according to the Rambam, that would be all right. So the mice, I think, there are grounds to be making on that. We had the shalom in camp, I think I may have mentioned this, that in camp we had a room in our bunk that didn't have a door. Finally, yes, we had enough requests, so a door was put in for us. I had a cheshbon, I was going to take off the mezuzah, so they put the door on, so I was going to take it off, because there it was a case that according to the Rambam, Mikra didn't have, but didn't have a door before, and now it has a door. I don't know, I remember, I've been in camp since 81, I don't remember there being a door there since then, maybe before that, I don't know. It was the little hallway between the two rooms, and you've been in that room. So Lemaisa, I was gonna take it off and put the mezuzah back on. So as I came in that afternoon, the guys were the hicks there from the coma were banging away and putting in the door. So I walked over and I noticed that the mezuzah was taken off already. So Baruch Hashem, they didn't take it off because they were chashish from mischachuva. They took it off because they knew that whenever you do construction, take the mezuzah off. They didn't want them to mess it up. So I said, okay, great, good. So they saved me the problem of yanking off this mezuzah. So good. I took it as soon as they leave. So the door's on, and I banged the mezuzah back on. I was very excited. Sure. So then, I guess I must have gone outside to play basketball a little bit. I come back 20 minutes later. They were gone. I see the mezuzah was back in place. It was nailed back in place. Who nailed it in? Jim, whatever, John, whoever took it off. So he nailed it back in again. So now it's already a very complicated shayla. Not a shayla of Passover Lomar Asoy. There's a potentially more serious shayla. The din is that a goy cannot write a mezuzah. The Gemara learns out from a pasuk, "Chasavtem mezuzah b'sechem b'shirach b'sharitem chasavtem." Only someone who's chayv in kshira can write a mezuzah. So from the Gemara, a few years ago, talking about the writing of the Parshas of the Mezuzah, the Parshas of the film, the Parshas of the writing of the Torah. What about the Kviyas of Mezuzah? So there are some Acharonim who are Cheshesh that the Kviyas of Mezuzah is like the Ksivas of Mezuzah. Because what does the words mean? Nuchsafta Mezuzah. You don't take a pen and write the Shema Yisrael on your doorpost. You just take a Parshah Ksufa and you nail it on. You convey it. That's what the Lacha Moshe says. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu. Nuchsafta Mezuzah Besecha. You take a Parshah and cloth and you nail it on. You connect it on. That Kviyas of Mezuzah is like part of the Ksivas of Mezuzah. So some Achmarim have a Chumrah that anyone who's not acceptable to write a Mezuzah is not acceptable to do the Kviyas of Mezuzah. The corollary of that Chumrah would be that a woman cannot attach a Mezuzah. That's a tremendous Chumrah, very, very big Chumrah. Most folks can hold this natural lawyers from the Elam. That din of a Chutaf and a Mezuzah is only written on the Ksivas of Parish. It was never said to govern the Kviyas of Mezuzah, but not everyone agrees. So if you want to be chayshesh for that the kviyas of mezuzah is called the kviyas of mezuzah, and the goy who did it is no good. So guess what? I had to yank the mezuzah off anyway, and then re-nail it on. So that's the mice that would happen. So the problem all started with the door problem, and then became an even more potentially serious problem.
In that case, Rabbi, was it
kamsi or was it a kviyas? That's last week's story. I think the whole thing is a kamsi anyway. But, I want gosh to be involved with mitzvahs. I'm doing it, but there was a shlich in the camp. I'm not even convinced that the mezuzah is on the right side, and that there's a whole shadow we'll get to maybe next week in terms of the kviyas of mezuzah. But I'm afraid to touch that, to change that mezuzah, because Rabbi Sif had lived in that bunk for many, many moons. So Rabbi Sif, Shai Sif, so he had been there for 28 years in that bunk before me. So there was a minig hamakom of that bunk is to keep the mezuzah on that side. So it's not machiv anyway. So we'll talk about that part of the shadow later on. Assuming it's on the right side, so then at least it was put up properly, I hope. So whether or not the door is necessary is a big machlokes. One thing that clearly is necessary is the base mezuzah mashkof. It has to have the base mezuzah. That's going to everybody. So the truth is that even that is not 100% muskum, because when we speak about a tzuris pesach in terms of mezuzah mashkof, there's a machlokes in the Gemara. How many mezuzahs does it really need? Does it really need two mezuzahs? I'll stamp mezuzah be alamashkof for korban pesach. Even one mezuzah perhaps is good enough. And here, the word mezuzah here doesn't mean the cloth. Here, the word mezuzah means the doorpost. So if you have one side post at the top, a mezuzah and a mashkof, is that good? So why would anybody say that's good? So machlek is that annoying, because the word mezuzah is spelled chaser in the Torah. But the word mezuzah doesn't have a second vowel. It's like Elu, it says mezuzah. It's like sukkah. It's like kapastamarim. So whenever you have a word that's written one way, but the traditional reading is mezuzos. If a Bakr would get up and he would say, Uchsaf Bama mezuzas mesech, he'd have to correct him. That's a different meaning. So you have a little bit of a clash between the Kri and the Ksiv. So this is a whole discussion in the Gemara and in other contexts also. What is that locha? Lamai says you require that it has two mezuzas present, or even one mezuzah present is acceptable. That we pass in that locha. Even though the Shulchan Aruch is nekel in the Shail, he says that until you have a real Tursa Pesach with mezuzas and mashkof, it's totally possible. The Shach points out, and says not everybody agrees to this. So the Shach says maybe he thinks one should be machmir, that at least misafik without a bracha, if you have a type of a Tursa Pesach with one mezuzah and a mashkof, then you should also put up a mezuzah there. Provided, says the Shach, as the Gemara itself says, provided that mezuzah is the right side mezuzah. Because since we'll talk about this hopefully next week, that you have to put the mezuzah on the right side. So if the stand, if the doorpost that's there is going to be the left side, so then a left side doorpost can't be in the chayv of mezuzah. So you have to decide, lo yitzuya, this would be a real doorpost with two mezuzahs and one mashkof. Which direction would I put the mezuzah? And once you convey which side you would put the mezuzah, and then you have to ask yourself, well, is there a place to put it there or not? If there's nothing there to put it, there is no doorpost there. So then the Chol HaDeis would be potter. So the something one should probably be machmer for this. If you have a kind of a setup where you have two, you have one side post and a mashkof, and the other is not halachically a side post for whatever reason. We'll see what that other side is, a wall, empty space, whatever it is. But if you have even a two-thirds of a Tzuras HaPesach, provide that's on the right side, so there should be chayv. We have in our basement, I'm not mistaken, I think one of the back rooms of the basement has a funny type of a setup, that there's really nothing there on the left side of the cloud. It's just a straight wall. But the one side is a quasi mezuzah there. So the misafik, I put up another misafik. But according to the Shulchan Aruch, it would be potter. According to the Shach, you should put it up preferably without a bracha. When we speak about that surah of mezuzahs in the center of Beis mezuzahs in a mashkof, so it's clear from the Gemara that the Beis Mezuzah and the Mashkof, the Mashkof doesn't have to be resting directly upon the Mezuzahs. You can have strange permutation. You can have two Mezuzahs. You can have a Mashkof 10 feet up. And that's also Chayav in Mezuzah, as long as the Mashkof is directly above the Beis Mezuzah. How do I know if that's true? So the Gemara has this din in Hilchos Legami Maseches Erevin. Hilchos Erevin is Halacha, that when you build a Tiras HaPesach also, there's no need that the Mashkof at the top of the Tiras HaPesach rests directly upon the Beis Mezuzah, so as long as you have two on the side and one on top. So that's what the Gemara calls Ein Tzrichin Liga. It's Machlek is Amaron, but we paskin that there's no need for the Mashkof to rest directly on, as long as that is directly underneath. So we rely on this all the time. Every Arab in the world is built with this. We said before that a lot of the telephone poles don't have the wires going on top of the poles. That's the problem. So how do you do? What do you do with that to solve that problem? So the answer is what you do is you put mezuzos. You make lechis on the side posts of an Arab. So you take a piece of wood or a piece of some other kind of material and you nail it against the side of the telephone pole. And it only has to go 10 tefachim, because a lechi, it's just the Pesach technically only has to be 10 tefachim high. So you have lechis which go this high, and now you have a wire which is 50 feet up in the air, and that's perfectly okay, because Ein Tzrichin Liga. So we don't view the whole telephone pole as being the lechi, because the problem is the wire doesn't go on top, it goes on the side. So what we do is we make believe in the fact that there's two pieces of wood that you nailed in, and it's plastic, whatever you nailed into the side of the telephone pole, those are the lechis now. And now the wire, as long as it goes on top of the lechi, that's perfectly all right, because the Tzrichin Liga doesn't have to touch.
The lechi has to be directly under the wire, or is it around the side?
No, so that's the problem. So even though that's true, that Tzrichin Liga, the halach is it has to be underneath it. It has to be directly underneath it. So now you have a major machlekes in the post of contemporary Shaila, how underneath is underneath. How do you define whether something's underneath? So anyone who has ever did any work on Erevin will realize immediately that according to the naked eye, it's very, very difficult to be mishar this. What you think is think in your backyard about your sukkahs. You ever try to figure out whether the tree is hanging over the sukkah? So the guy stands like this, you look at one, and then you turn, it looks totally different. So it's very misleading to get a real good picture as to whether something is directly under or not. So there was a machlekes aposkim, so what do you do? So Moshe was of the opinion that the Torah was given to normal people. The days of Moshe Rabbeinu, the guy wanted to see whether the lechi is under the kana of Agabem or not. So you just looked up, and you looked at all angles, and the fear else in there dying, it looks like it's on the shoe. So Kachnem Rabbeinu. So others said, it's not true. Others said that it has to be given to you. It's not enough just to say that according to the way you perceive or misperceive what the facts are. It has to be the fears. So how do you do it? So if the old way of doing it was used to drop plumb lines to figure out, make an exact shear. So now Baruch Hashem, technology's gotten higher. It's gotten a little bit better. So you go with a laser gun, and you just shoot a laser up, and you see, kachava, that it's whether it is or it's not. So there are different practices in different Erevin. So there's some Erevin that rely on the old style way of the three different opinions. Some rely on just the fear of El Sein Adayim, like Ramesh and others who said it doesn't have to be perfect. As long as it looks like it's under, that's okay. And others who say, no, it's got to be mamish perfect. So they'll drop plumb lines in Maisalach. And others will take their laser guns and they'll shoot. So I last year on Sukkot, so I was trying to figure out where my Sukkot is on the deck. So it's about a foot or so away from the house. And we have a ledge protruding. So the emissary says, would it really make a difference? It says a little bit of a ledge protruding. It's less than Dalama, so Dofnakuma. It wouldn't be a problem anyway. But I just wanted to be certain that nobody's actually sitting under there. So it's very hard to tell. So the Firos in there dying, it looked pretty good. It looked like I was nowhere near the ledge. I thought that I was all right. But, you know, it was bothering me. So I think, you know, let's finally get this straight. So I got, which guy? Somebody brought me a laser gun. And he just took it and he shot up the laser, little red beam. And the red beam hit. I'm standing mamish at the edge of the wall, and he shot the beam, and the little red dot hit into the ledge itself. So as you can see mamish according to the laser. So I'm nowhere near. I had a good 6 inches or so. So good. So Baruch Hashem, it was all right. So some people claim you have to do that self as Erevin as well, because of this problem. There are some Erevin that try very hard that not to rely on Ein Tzrichin Liga. They don't want to rely on this clinch of that it's not reaching the top. They want the lechi to go mamish all the way up to the top, so that becomes a hassle. It's not always so easy. Instead of having a 40-inch lechi, you got to build a 10-feet lechi. So it's not all. Not because they don't trust the Gemara. The Gemara says Ein Tzrichin Liga. The Gemara says the Feirush Ein Tzrichin Liga. The question is the Mitzvah. Is it really feasible to do on telephone poles? So there are different opinions about that. But the Ikaron, Everybody agrees in Nukhash Erevin that Ein Shrichim Liga. So the Gemara compares the status of Tzuras HaPesach in Nukhash Erevin to the status of Tzuras HaPesach in Nukhash Mezuzah. So according to that comparison, the post can say Nukhash Mezuzah also Ein Shrichim Liga, that if you have a structure which is two sides and a top, even though they're not touching, as long as the top is directly on top of the two sides, so then that area will in fact be Chayev in Mezuzah. That's the Teres Vaday. So we had, anyone who lived in the Heights, they remember that many of the apartments in the Heights are like, you have to have these little kitchens, I talked about last week, so you have these little entranceways, that you have these two of Pesachs, each one may be this high, it's about 40, 45 inches tall, more than 10, 12 of them, and then you have this like archway on top, which counts as the Tzuras HaPesach, so it counts as a Kanal Gadeim, so then those little areas would be Chayim, so they don't do it, they don't pay, so according to the Rav, the Potter, according to everybody else, that's a valid, 100% valid, to a Sylvester. In my in-law's house here, in the court, they also have a similar thing in their kitchen, that, again, two small things on the side, and the Kanal Gadeim on top, and the Kanal Gadeim is directly above Shnei Kanal Miratzahat, so if I did that class, so most people walk through that area, they wouldn't even realize, what's the mezuzah doing here, there's no top, the answer is there's no top, look 10 feet up, and there's a top. That would be chayiv and mezuzah. Not only those things chayiv and mezuzah, but we'll talk about this hopefully a little bit next week also, when you position the mezuzah, so it has to be within, it has to be on the kon itself. So if the kon is only 40 inches tall, so it's got to be on the top third of the kon. That's all the way down the ground. So you have a mezuzah at the leg level. So that's what everybody in the Heights has. Everyone used to have them as those little kitchen things. In my in-law's house also, they have a mezuzah all the way down. So people used to think that it was like for the kids. It's for chinuch. You want to have a low mezuzah. It's not for chinuch. That's halacha. That you have to put it on the kona mikan. And the kona mikan is only 40 inches. So be it. So that's where you have no choice. You have to put it there. So that's the din. You have to have a tzuras HaPesach. But the tzuras HaPesach can be two kona on the side and one kona on top. There is a whole discussion in the Gemara, shown in the Shulchan Aruch, about what exactly constitutes the kana mikana, what exactly constitutes the word mezuzah in terms of a doorpost. What if it's not made the kach as a doorpost? What if it's just what the Gemara calls a rushik solim? Just the walls come to an end. So the walls, you have a wall, there's a break, and you walk through it. So there's in a sense, there's mezuzah, so the mashkof, there's two sides, and there's a top. But it's not made the kach as a tzuras HaPesach. It doesn't have, it's not like something, a protruding frame. It wasn't a separate frame that was put on. Is that considered to be a tzuras HaPesach for the purposes of mezuzah? So it's a big question in the Rishonim exactly what the Gemara said about this. The Gemara said something about this. It's unclear what the Maskana said Dvarim is. So there are a group of Rishonim who maintain that absolutely yes, that's called a tzuras HaPesach. That's called, doesn't have to be the yuchadig mucham zuvul l'shei mitzvahs tzuras HaPesach. If it's an opening in the wall, you have two things, one on one side, one on the other side, and one on the top. So if you have a tzuras HaPesach. And there are some Rishonim who say that it's not true. There's a Ritva that claims that a tzuras HaPesach and halacha means it's made the kach of the tzuras HaPesach. That besides this being a wall, there's a structure that's put on as Dave Mezuzah, so mashkof, and short of that, it would not be chayiv in Mezuzah. That's the Shaila and the Rishonim. Even within those Rishonim who accept the idea of what we call Rosh Hiksolim, there are different permutations of Rosh Hiksolim. You can have Rosh Hiksolim where, let's say, you have a whole wall in front of you, and you just bang out an area, so you can walk through. So you have the Rosh HaKosel over here, and the Rosh HaKosel over here, and the Rosh HaMashkof on the top. So that would be chayiv in Mezuzah, according to many Rishonim. What if you don't even have that? What if you have that it's not Rosh Hiksolim in the sense that there's a broken out wall in the middle? This would be, it would be good to have some pictures for this one. But let's say you have walls that are going this way. If a wall going this way, a wall going this way, and you have like the ceiling drops or something. So it's not like you have a break in the wall. It's not like you could see it's demarcated as an entranceway. But Lamaisa, you're walking through it. You're walking through an area which has a Rosh Hiksolim here and a Rosh Hiksolim here. So it's not that you had a wall that was broken through that at least gives you the impression of an arch or something, but it just happens to be the ends of walls. So with that chayv mezuzah, that's a further shaila. Assuming that there's no such halacha of a special demarcated tzuras HaPesach in the sense of a special structure of a doorpost and a lintel that was built for kach b'shem tzuras HaPesach. If you accept this concept of Rosh Hiksolim, where do you draw the line exactly? What exactly is called Rosh Hiksolim? So you have a lot of machlokes in the later post mess with some of the details of these shailas. Which area?
Right there.
Oh, from here to here. This is probably a different foot. This is what's called Achzuki Tikra. That this is made, this thing is made specifically to hold up the structure. So something that's made to hold up the structure, that's like on a porch. So usually when you go onto a porch, so there's usually most people don't have mezuzahs there, because the beams, whatever you want to call them, they're not made bechlal to walk through, they're made just for the purpose of Achzuki Tikra. So the Pasha says that would be totally proper. This was a big argument in Marashat a couple of years ago also, that there was a chumra floating around about that all the porches and all the bunks need mezuzahs, because you're walking and there's a doorway, there's a doorpost in effect, an archway. So Rabbi Willink thought that it wasn't true. We thought the whole thing was everything was like Zuchay Tikra. It was a strange thing that you had like mezuzahs, like the Nitzi boys' bunks or something, and Rabbi Willink's bunk, he refused to put a mezuzah on. He thought the whole thing was a late sonnus. So fancy guys said, well, she tells us that there was pain for it.
That would mean that the bunk of the house should fall down.
No, it wouldn't mean that it would necessarily, the whole thing would fall down. Zuke means that it's helping it keep up as a backup. That's also called Zuke Tikra.
Because the fortress,
yeah, that's true. Yeah. I don't know. That's a shout. You have this in Hilchot Erev, and also you have a big machlokes about Zuke Tikra. If you have doorposts, that the purpose of the doorposts are not made really b'torah as doorposts. They're made as to hold the structure up, so can that count as a Torah Sepesach? If you have this, let's say, by overpasses, this is a common shayla of overpasses, can an overpass serve as a Torah Sepesach? This is a big shayla on Roof 4, on Windsor, so this becomes a problem sometimes. There was an issue at that point in the Erev, that was doing construction there a couple of months ago, so the question is, maybe you don't even need the string there, maybe just the overpass itself. The problem is that whole structure was made. It wasn't made to walk. Not that somebody decided, okay, oh, this is a great idea. We're going to make a structure in the middle of Windsor Road so people should feel comfortable driving through. I mean, you don't have that on West Englewood and Windsor. You only have that. We have a highway. The purpose of that structure is to keep the highway up. So that's called Achzuki Tikra. So the question is, can that double as a Tzuras HaPesach? That's a shayla. The Ruchos Mezuzah, the Gemara says, that's no good. It's a shayla Ruchos Erev, and whether that is good or not. So anyway, come back to the story. So you have a lot of permutations of shayla in this. So what it really tells people is that you have to look at this Rosh Hashanah and see, does this look like a doorway to you? Does it give the impression of being a doorway? So if you have a whole wall and a broken out area, so that type of looks like a Rosh Hashanah, which are like mezuzah, so then he thought you should be machmir to put mezuzah on there. If you have it, you just look at it, and it just looks like it's just the extension of the wall, and then you're just walking into another room. It doesn't give that impression of being a doorway, so then he thought that the one could be makel. But again, there are different opinions about this, there are different opinions about the whole Rosh Hashanah thing. But very often makes Rosh Hashanah even better is that there's usually no door in this Rosh Hashanah. Very often they're just little breaks in the wall. So according to some Rishonim, you put them all together, especially if it's rented, maybe an achayv all together. So you have a lot of like tziruf in these kinds of shaylos. It's hard to give an absolute clear cut, but yeah, I usually tell people is that if you have something which, like these are really excessive, you look at it and it looks like a doorway, even if it wasn't officially as a separate structure, I think the chumri to put a mezuzah without a bracha. But if it doesn't bechlal resemble anything like a doorway, just because you learned it was mezuzah and you used a lot of lumbus and pilpul, and then you realize, hey, by golly, I'll be did, this is the Rosh Hashanah, so then I'm not sure that one would be chayav to put up a mezuzah altogether. But there are those who are machmer even on those. There's one last shayla in terms of the tzura of the Tzuras HaPesach, and that's the shayla if you have a door, say, leading to an attic, or sometimes you have a door leading to a cellar, so you have mezuzahs and mashkof. The only thing is they're not standing up, they're sideways. So say in my attic, you stick the thing, stick that little hook there, and you pull down the steps of the attic, and you walk. So I'm walking through a door, I'm walking through a doorway, and there's a door there. I mean, the thing that closes up the attic is that door. So what's the halacha? So my chayv mezuzah, that is bein mezuzah mashkof. So the Nevi Yehuda has an interesting tshuva where he claims that you're proper. He claims that the word mezuzah in Tanakh has a very specific connotation. It means standing up straight. If you have a mezuzah that's horizontal, that's not considered to be a mezuzah. How in the world is that going to know that? That's Beferish Gemara. It's a Rashi in Chumash. Rashi Chumash quotes from the Gemara in the Gimel Masechet Kedushin. The parsha of Ritzias have a difference. So the Torah says, "V'gishol adonav el Elohim, v'gishol adelas ol ha-mezuzah." So the Gemara says, "V'gishol adelas shomei afilu delas mulach ha-la-aretz." I would think that you just take a door, throw it on the ground, and do the Ritzia on the door. So Tam and Lomar mezuzah ma Ritzua ma mezuzah ma umar Afdelas Ma'uma, that the word Adelas, the word Mezuzah, has to be Dr. Ma'uma. So something that Yehuda Ma'uma means Kishmai Kedu, has to be standing up. If it's sideways, so then it doesn't require a Mezuzah. Is it Sakhan that Yehuda? I think that's how we follow it. It's the Minigan. Anyone has Mezuzahs on there? And the Addictos, and the Soda, I don't have Mezuzahs. I think that the Minigan is like an Yehuda, that that's considered to be part of.
In the case
we're
putting on the Addictos, where would you be putting it if you wanted to?
Yes, you put it sideways. I'm not sure where you put it.
Also, it closes up completely, so like knock it off, and then there's nothing above.
Then that's a technical problem. We have to get to that. Once we have a room that's chayav and we have a door with this chayav, then next we have to figure out where to put it. So that's a different shayla. It's a good shayla, important shayla. But you have to think about it. Meanwhile, that, my attic, I'm not so concerned yet because an attic in theory would be chayav and it's also based outside, but we don't do it. There's nothing there. We don't store anything there. So even though you can argue maybe that's also based on because there's equipment there, there's air conditioning stuff there, there's heating stuff, I don't know what else is up there. So some folks can say if you have a base Otsa that you really, really don't go to, so that's not considered to be Chayav Mezuzah. There's a base Otsa, Chayav Mezuzah, there's only a base Otsa Daika B'Kaf to go, that's what Rashi seems to say. If you have a Zav base Otsa, you go once in a Yoivo. The problem is, I go once in a Yoivo, you have to go every once in a while to change the filters, the air conditioning, especially now it's different filters. So is that called going there once in a while? Is it based also? I'm not sure whether the attic, we used to say that it didn't accept the Nebuta. I'm not sure whether that the attic needs a mezuzah. But two, if the fact that Nebuta said that it's totally potter, I'm not even convinced that's chayav in the first place. So nunu yesh makom mahakol that it wouldn't require. The one thing I am careful when I go up to the attic, I never take food up there because I don't want it to become makom shemechlis and bechametz because I don't want to have to be bothered to do a bigger chametz up there. The very first the first Pesach. So last year we moved in, so I was a little bit concerned that maybe that is a makom shemachis mechametz because the workers when they used to work, so they used to eat up there. So I did like a very quick run around looking to make sure there's nothing there. But this from last year to this year, nobody went up there with any food, so it's a makom shemachis mechametz. So we're mastered not to we were not to bring a chametz. So in terms of mezuzah, so meikra there I think it's part of the basement and the that even not according to the mezuzah, it's probably part of it, may not necessarily qualify as a base altar. Is anybody driving?